as a Saudi Arabia,
yeah,
that's the place for new technology.
Yeah,
there's no better place. How crazy is your ideas, the funding, the end user, the operating model, the all planets are aligned for coming to Saudi Arabia, investing in Saudi Arabia with any crazy idea that serves the purpose.
Welcome to Hangar X Studios, where former fighter pilot and host John Ramstead takes us on a journey across aerospace as it enters an historic period of innovation and transformation. Our guests include aviation experts, pilots, financiers, military leaders, and innovators of all types. Buckle up for another episode of Hangar X.
All right, welcome to the Hangar X podcast, and we are live at Verticon, where we interview the leading minds, and this is where you get to find out the information before they make the news. And I'm excited today to have the CEO of the helicopter company, THC, Arnaud Martinez. And they call you Captain. Your team calls you Captain.
Yeah, they correct? Call me Captain. Yes, correct.
That's right.
So, you can call me Arnaud, no problem.
I'll call you Arnaud. That's fantastic.
Please, please.
So tell us about what the helicopter company is, THC, and your mission and what you guys are doing and where you're based.
Look, THC, the helicopter company, is a unique company, not because I am the CEO of it, but because it has been unique growth and unique segment of operation and unique ramp up since 6 years. And I think we have unique employees as well. So why unique growth and ramp up? It's we have started 6 years ago with a very single mandate. It's to bring air mobility support to the GIGA project. What we call GIGA project in KSA are the Red Sea project and NEOM mainly.
Okay.
And from this very specific support that we were supposed to provide, and we move into a way larger scope of operation. So we are unique with the number of segments of operation that we have. Well, we operate on the tourism, we operate on aerial work, we operate on the sports entertainment, filming, Rally Dakar, Formula E, Hollywood production movie, and we are one of the biggest segments that we have. It's our medical segment, emergency medical segment.
Yep.
We do some search and rescue as well. So it's a very large scope of operation. In terms of growth, we have been in the past 2-3 years growing at an average of 15-20 aircraft every year, which is requiring a focus on safety, focus on process, on procedures, on having the right discipline. It's very challenging. But the growth and the biggest challenge was to onboard not 2 aircraft a month. It was to onboard 30 people.
30 people a month.
Every month. So when we started 6 years ago and where we are today, we are 1,000 people. And we have...
How many people did you have 6 years ago?
We were 3, 4.
Oh, my goodness.
And
how many aircraft?
One. We had one. We were 4 or 5 people. We had one operating base. Now we have... 60 plus, we will be way more at the end of the year. We have an average of one base open every 6 weeks. So we have 15 base right now, covering 70% of the kingdom. And it's a huge country, believe me. So it's we have 15 bases. And we onboarded 30 people average every month. We have 51 nationalities in the company. So all these...
That's a very diverse culture, isn't it?
Yeah, we try yeah. to, and I think so far we successfully embedded one unique DNA, and we always talk about...
What's that unique DNA?
So we always talk about branding, naming and branding and marketing, but I think the best marketing tool you have is your employees,
yeah.
And the DNA of THE employees is... really, sky is the limit. Any crazy ideas or we are solution focused, deliverable focused. We are committed. I'm extremely lucky to have such at the management level and below, and at my board level, a very consistency, focus, commitment, and discipline around all these things. So, of course, we do mistakes, but we feel very much embedded in the Saudi vision, and this is our main. Mandate. So whatever we need to provide, we need to provide it by yesterday, because this is what we feel and we go through in Saudi Arabia. It's a fantastic country on a high speed train change, And we have to provide a solution by yesterday. And the employees are every day providing solutions and trying at least their best to provide the solution.
Yeah, and you talked about the Saudi vision. What is the vision that brought you from three people in one airplane to 1,000 people in 70 airplanes over 6 years? That must have been quite a mandate.
It's exciting, but at the same time, you need to focus on the core. The core is to be safe.
Mm.
So you have to approach that with, I know, we call ourselves the helicopter company, but still we need to approach that humbly. You stay humble. You try to onboard know-how people. In the meantime, I have a very experienced team around myself. You never grow so quickly alone. You need to onboard people who knows plug and play, with a clear mandate to develop mentor Saudi talent as well. So we try to bring both the expertise and the plug and play people with experience on these helicopter fields, and also the open mindset to develop Saudi talents. And that this, me, I love. That's my favorite place. And as a CEO, my favorite focus is how to develop people, mm-hmm. how to mentor mm-hmm. them, how to invest time on developing them. That's what I love.
So it sounds like people is your real product.
Because at the end of the day, we are down to people. If you don't have the right people, you don't deliver the right level of services. Aircraft are very reliable. We onboarded aircraft that on the best aircraft for the best missions. That there is very limited doubt on the capacity of the aircraft. But if you don't have the right people to maintain the aircraft, to fly the aircraft, to sell the aircraft, you don't do anything.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, you mentioned one of the segments that you're focused on is helicopter emergency medical services.
Yes,
and I'm sure that that's very important. I'm actually the
people again.
Yeah, my life was saved from a life flight 10 years ago. I would have died had the helicopter not showed up. I was at a very remote location, but I'd love for you to talk a little about what HEMS is in the kingdom and your mission there.
Well, I could talk about that for hours. I'm CEO and board member, and I think that the main, I would say the main comment I would have is that at the board level, this is the number one priority. How we impact the life of the people and how... there is no bigger impact than saving them. And right. when you save a life, you save the life, but you impact the life of the people around them. You're saving the son of someone or the sister of someone or the father of someone, so you impact.
So here's an interesting stat for you. I read after my life flight. When life flight saves one life, 71 lives are profoundly impacted.
And I'm not surprised.
Think of the multiplication effect of that.
Hopefully you will come one day in THE. What I have been establishing at the HQ is to make sure everyone understands this objective of saving life as quick as possible to deploy. And the scene time was very important for us, but to do it safely and to take care with the right level of care on board. We have a live dashboard where every day a live dashboard is showing you how many lives we saved and how many missions we did. And I want everyone to be driven by that TV that we have in our HQ.
Yeah.
Understanding that whatever you do, at the end of the end, it's the helicopter will be airborne on time, the maintenance will be fixed, flying safely, training has been done. Equipment is on board and you come on the scene, you save the life. I'm proud that since we started, we saved up to 4,500 lives so far.
No, in 6 years?
No, we started 3 years ago.
Oh, in 3 years. Wow, that's phenomenal.
In 3 years. And the number two numbers that I'm very proud of is that we had zero death. And we are only going on a very critical. It means that our level of care on board, the level of professionalism of our paramedics, the level of equipment, the level of care of these people that we are going on scene to fetch and to bring to the right hospital, we bring them safely and we had zero death ratio. So I hope, I'm touching wood, I hope it will continue like that. You're always dreaming and hoping that you will not have to take off because it means that people, they didn't face a crash or didn't face an... But life is life. You have accident happen.
Well, so, you know, it's pretty incredible. You're taking what could have been the worst day of a family's life.
Of course.
And turning it into a miracle that they'll talk about for years.
The best reward I personally receive as a CEO when we saw one day on Twitter someone who just tweet the following sentence. Thanks, God. Thanks, our leadership, His Royal Highness, Crown Prince. Thanks, THE, for saving my brother.
Wow.
And this sentence became a quote. We put that on the wall, and because that was the best reward. It's better than money or bonus and stuff like that. Yeah. You know that you are. You wake up every morning and you say, okay, I'm useful. Right, I'm doing something that impacts people. So that's
well. I can feel your passion there. I can tell this is very meaningful for you personally, isn't it?
It is personal. It is personal at the board level. It is personal at the chairman level. It is personal for our shareholder. Look, we are owned 100% by a sovereign fund. You would imagine that we are financially driven. We also are financially driven, but that's not the main KPI. The main KPI is how many lives we save. The main KPI is how safe we are. Mm-hmm. And the main KPIs for us is also how we engage our employees, our human capital. So that's very clear at the board level.
Yeah. Well, and I know you're continuing to scale and grow. So share with me a little bit about your current fleet and what does your plans look like the next year or two?
For the EMS segment or overall?
How about both? Let's start with overall.
On the EMS segment, we are covering right now 70% of the kingdom. And the objective is to quickly within the year and a half is to cover 90%.
As you open more bases?
Yes. Yep. More bases, more aircraft. The objective is 90% because the 10% remaining are always a compromise between is there a need for what we call the empty quarter. There's no people there. It's desert. So there's the 10% remaining that we don't plan to cover. But 90% means that anything happened to you, anywhere you are within the kingdom, you should have a THE aircraft able to search you, find you, or rescue you. That's the plan.
Okay.
At the broader level, at the THE fleet, we will have another 26 aircraft delivery this year and another, I would say, up to 15 next year. And I think
now, is that adding to service or are you retiring some?
So we do both.
Okay.
We are trying as a fleet strategy to always keep aircraft with the right aircraft for the right mission, with the right equipment, and keeping it on the with the right support of the OEM and the right warranty. So when we have to focus on our core. Our core is to operate. I don't have always the capacity to maintain all the fleet on the major checks. So we try. We have our leasing and trading branch with Rototrip that we own at 100%.
Yep.
So we have a way broader approach of our fleet strategy that with a fleet committee where we know every year how many aircraft we will exit.
Yep.
And how many aircraft we are onboarding. With an average of, if you look at the past 5 years, it's an average of 100% growth business-wise,
right,
and revenue-wise on an annual basis. So it's, of course, we are adding on segments and missions and bases. So we onboard 26 aircraft this year, 15 aircraft next year. I think the kingdom capacity for THE would be around 100 aircraft at the end of the day.
Okay. And you had mentioned before, because I'm just curious, about the vision for the kingdom. The Saudi vision. You have the vision for THE. How do they fit together, or how are you supporting the Saudi vision?
We are perfectly embedded. The Saudi vision 2030 that we are, maybe you heard that Saudi vision 2030, it's not something, it's real. People who never visited our beautiful country should come, and you come and you come back 6 months later and you understand that how quick the country is moving. I'm used to say I left my country 25 years ago and I don't know two countries like that. Mm. It means that a country with a desire, a vision, the capacity to execute the vision and the focus from the leadership and with clear KPIs. I'm not working in Saudi Arabia. I'm working in the company Saudi Arabia, where we have a clear KPIs and deliver. In THE, our KPIs is very complex and simple at the same time. We are the operating support, helicopter operating support to any vision, sports entertainment, hospitality program, tourism development, medical services program. We just have to support the Saudi vision from this perspective. We have to do it safely.
Yeah.
And we have to do it with a brand new technology as well. So we are designing. It's a bit like you stand up and you run,
right?
Right. Usually people stand up and walk. We had to stand up and run.
You just got going.
Keep going, and then until there's no more fuel in the tank, right? We fly. So
then you stop and refuel.
I'm a fixed wing person, so as a captain, so we call that a rolling takeoff.
Yes,
it's a rolling takeoff. There is no lineup, weight, parking brakes. No, it's a rolling takeoff.
And sounds more like a Navy takeoff where you just get on the catapult. And
look, we did that
1.5 seconds later. You're business, 150 knots.
Business wise, we did that as a helicopter. It means that we vertical lift, vertical takeoff, and since we started, we never stopped climbing.
Love that. Now you talked about new technology. So as we wrap up. Share, and there's a lot of technology that we're here at Verticon, right? There's all kinds of new technology coming out. There's new platforms. There's new powered lift as a whole new category of aircraft. How important is innovation, and how are you as CEO thinking about innovation as THG grows and scales?
Again, let's park THG for a moment.
Yep.
As a Saudi Arabia,
that's
the place for new technology.
Yeah.
There's no better place. How crazy is your ideas? The funding, the end user, the operating model, the all planets are aligned for coming to Saudi Arabia, investing in Saudi Arabia with any crazy idea that serves the purpose, right? In our case in THE, of course, we designed a roadmap on how to, as I mentioned, stand up and start working a bit. It means operating conventional helicopters. So we did it with very reliable platform and with two very solid partners on both OEM, Leonardo and Airbus.
Yep.
But immediately we designed for what is next. And the what is next is our eVTOL technology. And it's coming very soon. It means that the question is not anymore, should we or should we not? The question is when.
And how.
And how. Yeah. But the how, we still, I think we see it. It means that we started from zero in Saudi Arabia, but on the helicopter point of view, it's a fixed wing lens. But on the helicopter side, as a commercial operator, we were the first one. Yeah. So, of course, you face a lot of obstacles, regulation, airspace restriction, infrastructure, but that's the only place, again, where you can put everyone around the table.
And innovate quickly.
And make it work.
Yeah.
And you will get clear instruction. You have 90 days, make it work. You have 1 year, make it work.
Yeah.
Now, try that on the EASA, on FAA. It's not easy.
No.
Because you have a huge infrastructure legacy and in Saudi Arabia, there is one clear direction, which is the Saudi vision. And everyone, including THE as an operator, needs to make it work.
Make it work and make it safe. Because I know that's a core principle.
Make it safe first and then make it work. And the eVTOL job is in front of us. I was visiting them in San Francisco 10 days ago. Seeing is believing. I'm not a dreamer. I am very pragmatic person. So I've visited them and I have to be honest, I went there a bit backward. I said, okay, eVTOL, come on guys. Maybe I will be retired before I see it very clearly in the sky of Riyadh, in the sky. And then I visited there and I saw the platform flying and I saw how ready they are in the certification phase and I saw how ready they are in the manufacturer side of it. And I dealt with visionary people.
Yeah.
And the connection is immediate, and not only with Joby, but with Archer, with EV, and all these kind of eVTOL OEMs, where, again, I always passing the same message to them. Saudi Arabia is your market. Yeah. Saudi Arabia is the land to come and test the platforms and invest and look for investment and local content and moving even the production there. Because at the end, THE would be the end user.
Yeah. Love that. Well, Arnaud, thank you so much for your time. I'm so glad you came
already
here.
Finished? Okay.
Yes.
I can continue like that for an hour.
Well, you know what? I would love, after Verticon, I would love to have you come back on, talk about what you learned.
With pleasure.
Where you guys are going, because there's so much more. Yeah, we just have limited time here, but this has been fantastic. And I would just have the door open for you guys to come on anytime.
Appreciate that. Come to visit us.
Well, our team is going to be going to the Middle East in... I think in the next three months.
So forget Middle East, come to Saudi Arabia.
So I know we're going to Dubai, but we'll have to make a trip to Riyadh.
You might never leave again. It's come to Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, keep knocking them alive and keep up the good work.
Pleasure. Thank you.